The Shema obviously can be understood on a number of levels. And they'll be drawn. Spanish commentator on the Siddur, classic work, brings two hints, remes, another way of understanding the Torah, for the words Shema. The word Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, stands for something. What does it stand for? Su'u Meroim Einechem. Lift up your eyes to the heaven. To whom? Shakai Melech Olam. The Almighty King of the Universe. That's also Shema. And when do you do this? Shachris Mariv Arvis. Shachris in the morning. And in the evening, Mariv. What's Arvis then? Shachris Mariv Arvis. Excuse me. Shachris Mariv Arvis is you say the Shema in the morning, you say the Shema at Mariv, and you say Shema again before you go to bed at night. And if you do this, if you lift up your eyes to the heavens, to Hashem, the King of the Universe, morning, evening, and night, if you do this, you will accept upon yourself Ol Malchus Shamayim, the yoke of the Kingdom of Heaven, Ayin Mem Shen, which is also the lessons of Shema as well. Meaning on the level of Remes, the Torah is hinting at something very powerful. Lift up your eyes to the heaven. Su'umar aminicha. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya says, Su'umar aminicha. Ru'u mi bara ela. Lift up your eyes to the heaven and see who created this. And on this, Zaya points out, and I think it's a very powerful thing, that the answer is always in the question, Mi bara ele, who created this? Mi and ele is Elikim. You look up and you see the awesomeness of the universe. Well, we're infinitesimally small. One tiny planet going around one solitary star. 100 million stars in our galaxy alone, 100 million galaxies in the universe, give or take. And it is mind-blowing. Mi bara ela. Who created this? This is Elohim. Shakai Melech Olam. To realize that we can have a personal relationship with the creator of all of this. And that relationship creates obligations and implications. O Malchus Shamayim. To live with the heaviness of an awareness that the infinite creator of the entire finite universe created me for a purpose. And I need to remind myself of that. Morning, nighttime, before I go to bed. That's huge. It's the biggest reality check possible. And it's all hinted to in the words of the Shema.